at one point. Monday night, Tuesday night, Tuesday night, or Lutev Zion Tevez. Bar Halacha, Bar Huchus Taka.
In Huchus Taka, Hilchos Tzedaka. So there's an amount of money, let's say a person could give out the tzedaka, you're supposed to give out the tzedaka, whether it's a fifth or a tenth. But there's another din that maybe people aren't aware of. It's a shaila, it's a serious thing. There's a din called, based on a pasuk, Al Yashov Dach Nichlom. Don't turn away a poor person. That if a poor person asks you for tzedakah, you have to give him something. And this you violate if you don't give him anything. And you could do it even with the smallest amount, even with a 10 agurah piece. You'd say this mitzvah. And this is beyond these amounts of money that you give to tzedakah, but this is a din of Al Yashov Dach Nichlom, not to turn away a poor person. He's embarrassed. Dach Nichlom. So what's the qualification of that? There is none, really. Some place can say it's only if he collects for himself. But if someone's going around collecting for someone else, so even if you know that it's true, you know that he's collecting for a poor person, but you don't have the din of Al Yashov Dach Nichlom if it's not the person himself. If a person sincerely and really and truly has reason to believe that the person is really not poor, so in Chalami, L'chaira wouldn't apply. There's the neither. The din is only a poor person. But otherwise, you have to give at least a mashu, even if you don't have any tzedakah money on you, or you used up your tzedakah money already for the year. It's a bazundra chiyuv, a separate chiyuv, and you have to give, but your yaitzah, as I say, even with a small amount, even with a 10 agurah, you have to give. Okay.